Publications of Works by Shalom Aleichem. This display case contains a sample of the many publications of Shalom Aleichem's works that were published in the Soviet Union. Collectively, they attest to the prestige and status that this Jewish author enjoyed in communist Russia, one that no other Yiddish author in the Soviet Union attained. Although Shalom Aleichem wrote primarily in Yiddish, he was an avid reader of Russian literature. His favorite authors included Leo Tolstoy and Maxim Gorky, both of whom were also known as defenders of Jewish life in Russia. In 1904, shocked by the terrible Kishinev riots in which dozens of Jews were massacred and hundreds lost their homes, Shalom Aleichem wrote to the celebrated author Leo Tolstoy, asking him to respond to the horrors of the pogroms. Tolstoy responded with sincere expressions of sympathy and enclosed three stories. Together with other Russian writers, Tolstoy also sent a petition to authorities in Moscow with a demand for the government to condemn the tragedies that befell the Jewish communities. And Maxim Gorky, who then enjoyed a status of the premier writer in Soviet Union, after receiving a copy of the Russian translation of Shalom Aleichem's Motil, the Cantor's Son, sent a letter to the Jewish author in which he exclaimed, "My dear brother, I have received your book. I laughed and I cried. You really are a national author." Gorky was known as a defender of literature during Lenin's era and made sure to take advantage of the leader's attention to protect authors and poets of his time from persecution. His expression of approval was critical in securing Shalom Aleichem's official acceptance in Soviet Russia. Due to the Jewish themes and characters in Shalom Aleichem's stories, this was no small feat. In Lenin and Stalin's Soviet Russia, there was no tolerance for religion or Jewish identity. However, Shalom Aleichem's stories were permitted. This was due in part to the way in which Shalom Aleichem presented the Jewish world of the shtetl. He described those times as lacking culture, progress, and civilization. Whenever the censors felt that Shalom Aleichem stories contained thoughts or ideas that were not in line with Soviet ideology, they simply deleted these passages prior to print. And so, together with Gorky's imprimatur, Shalom Aleichem's works were permitted for publication. At the center of the display, we see the Soviet calendar for 1941. In the page that is open, Shalom Aleichem is named among the greatest cultural figures in the Soviet Union. To the calendar's left are the first of six volumes of Shalom Aleichem's collected stories, with circulation of hundreds of thousands of copies. These volumes were often found in Jewish homes in Soviet Russia.